House flipping struggles of an overeducated wholesaler. Stay tuned. Hey, what's going on? This is Ola coming to you live from my Empire Pro Studios. Today, I want to talk about Mr. To Know, Mr. Know-It-All, Mr. I don't need to learn anything new, Mr. I don't need any improvement. I'm just kidding, okay? But today, I want to talk to you about certain disadvantages that come with knowing too much, okay? And I fall in that category quite often. I'm quite aware of it right now. And because of that, the awareness helped me to keep myself grounded, you know, and I've continued to keep myself grounded. But yes, today I want to talk about overeducated wholesaler and what this can cause in your business, okay? But before I dive on into that, again, as usual, I have a quote from the book that will help you put things in perspective. If you don't have this book yet, you can absolutely get it for free. It's called The Empire Lifestyle Secrets. All you have to do is go to myempirepro.com and go download it for free from that website, okay? So here goes the quote from the book. People with degree more than a thermometer tend to be uncoachable, okay? That was a joke, by the way, in case you didn't get it. It's pretty much people that have too many degrees and cardboards of degrees and stuff, they tend to be uncoachable because they've learned it all, right? They've gone through all the classes in the world, MBA, medicine, blah, 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 right? Biomed, science, physics. They know so much that their brain automatically shuts off and there's no need to learn anything new. It's a very, very dangerous zone to be in, right? But it happens to the best of us, right? So he says, the quote says, I used to be one of them. That's me, okay? I have a Bachelor of Science in Computer Engineering. I had a Master of Science in Engineering Management. I don't really regret things in the past, but I really wish I did not waste those 6 years on these pieces of cardboards, right? However, the least that you want from individuals you want on your team are people with hunger for more education and determination for inevitable success. At the end of the day, it is not about education or talent. It's about work ethics. People that can follow simple instructions and see a process all the way through to the end and work hard at getting better and being the best at it will always succeed. So let's go into the question. How's that? Okay, that was a quote right there. Again, just the idea of being open, right? Knowing that you never know it all. You never know enough, right? That doesn't mean you should panic and have depressions because you don't feel you know enough. It just means you should open yourself up to always receive more. Just be open to always receive more knowledge, especially wisdom, okay? Because when we're talking wisdom, there's certain things that you just will see an average person will not see just because you've been soaking away the fundamentals. That's why I tell you, download the book, learn the fundamental, because if you don't, it's a comeback and bite you in the butt. You need to learn the fundamental, especially from an attraction marketing standpoint, okay? Because if you are chasing people in 2017 and beyond, you're going to lose money. You're wasting too much money, especially you're wasting time on the wrong type of people, okay? So here goes the question. Let's see. The question goes like this. I feel so ashamed to even be writing this to you. After spending 9 years in college and finally acquiring a PhD, right? Some people say that's post high school diploma. Not true. Okay. Let's see. I finally got it. 9 to 5 ain't going to do it. Ain't. My accent is struggling right now. 9 to 5 ain't going to do it. Okay. I'm struggling to not consider all that time in school a complete waste of time and regret. I wrote this. This is me talking, by the way. Okay. I think I have an idea what your opinion on that is. No, sorry. This is the question now, right? This question. But this was the question that I asked myself. So this person is saying he's struggling to not consider all the time in school a complete waste of time and regret. So I used to be that way. That's why I could relate, right? But I believe today that everything is designed for a purpose. So I typically try not to regret anything. I think I have an idea what your opinion on that is. Yeah, my opinion is that school is shit. But honestly, if you don't know what you want to do, school is still better than nothing, okay? So, but anyway, I decided to learn house flipping and real estate investing after watching a late night infomercial. That's exactly what I watched too, right? Back in way back when, 2004, right? I went to the seminar, bought all the material. I spent over $700 and it came with a 2 days workshop bonus. Yeah, mine too. It was something very similar. I went to a free seminar, right? After my friend told me that, hey, real estate, blah, blah, blah. I was trying to learn about real estate. It was random exposure. Also, my pastor's wife told me, why don't you get into real estate, right? It was just all clicking, right? And I was like, okay, sure. And then I decided to get into it and I started to learn all I could learn about it. But I paid $200 for a 2 day workshop. By the time we're done with that workshop, they upsold me on a $3,000 package. I called my friend, the same friend that told me about real estate in the first place. I called him, I said, hey, let me borrow your credit card, I'll give you the money back. He allowed me to use his credit card and I swiped it, right? And when I swiped the credit card and I started to learn, I told him in exchange, I'm gonna make him my partner because they allowed us to bring one partner to the seminar. But he never made it, of course, to the seminar. But I paid him back and I paid him back and I'm glad I did because it can be tough to pay back, especially if you're not sure what the future holds, right? But I paid him back and it was one of the best decisions I've ever made to spend that $3,000 because that $3,000 has paid for itself over and over multiple tens of thousand times, okay? So I want you to pay attention to that, you know, while again the fundamentals of what I'm sharing with you is in the book, so make sure you download the book from myempirepro.com. So he goes, let's see. I hear stories all the time. Yeah, let's see. I'm missing my train here. Okay, 2 days workshop bonus, right? I had not been as excited as I was finally doing something for me. You know, I mean, as an entrepreneur, when you're doing this, you really, really do feel like you're doing it. It can be tough, but you feel like you're doing it for you. And when you're doing something for you go above and beyond, right? So finally doing something for me. But 3 months down the line, I feel dumb AF. You know what AF means? I feel dumb as F. Okay. All right. So let me keep my videos clean. Okay. Not too much craziness going on here. I hear stories all the time of high school dropouts making a killing in this. Exactly. But again, first of all, let me slow down. Okay. You should never be comparing yourself to anybody. Okay. Try not to compare yourself to other people's paths because you don't know where they're coming from. You don't know what kind of struggles they've had. As a matter of fact, you don't even know what next struggle they're going to have because life is a struggle. So you don't even know what the next struggle they're going to have based on everything they're showing you right now. You may not necessarily be one to envy them if you see their future. So be careful when you compare yourself to other people. Anyway, let's see here. Okay, so I hear stories all the time of high school dropouts making a killing in this. So this person is feeling less. He says, why won't a whole PhD holder, such as myself, figure this out? It makes no sense. You know why? Again, you couldn't figure it out because you're not patient enough, okay? Because you feel that thing in your head saying you have a PhD is not making you patient enough to do the necessary work to learn the skills you need to learn so you can do this the right way. That's what I see that's going on here. Anyone can learn this stuff. But again, if you have PhD clumped up in your brain that I'm a PhD, that may stop you in your tracks and you may not be in a place that you can soak in enough information the right way so you can truly understand the concept. So with that being said, I'm just going to tell you again, go and download the book for free, myempirepro.com. You can learn the fundamentals so that you won't ask this kind of questions. At the end of the day, if this stuff was taught in college, you know, it won't be as special as it is, okay? So you can expect that what you learn in college or what you learn teaching for, I don't know how many if you've been teaching or how many years you've been teaching, I don't know. What you learn is just a lot more powerful from experience than anything you can find in the textbook. But all this become textbook anyway, right? But I'm just saying, you want to be, you want to You want to make sure you're not coming to the table with an overeducated person's mindset. It's going to turn out to be a struggle for you. Humble yourself, learn this stuff, and then when it's time that you're the boss of this game, maybe you're the boss in your previous life, in your PhD world, you're not here now. By the time you become a boss, everybody will, you will know, okay? You will know because people will tell you that, oh my God, you're the boss. I remember when I started, right? Before 4 or 5 months, my name was everywhere, okay? People knew where I was. Anytime I go to the VA meetings, I go to, people knew who I was. And there was no social media like this at the time. I wasn't doing videos like I'm doing right now at the time. And people can see when you're working and they'll let you know. You'll know if you're busting your butt to do the right thing, okay? So with that being said, I'm going to tell you right now, just when you're coming to the table in entrepreneurship, take off any of those crazy pride hats, right? And just open yourself and be ready to learn. And if you have a PhD, eventually you will be able to leverage that because there's certain type of mindset or let me say tools that you've been equipped with by going through such a long program, right? That you'll be able to leverage at the right time, but you got to follow the course. Learn this stuff first, humble yourself, learn the course, and eventually things will fall in place and you'll find yourself, that's my story, you find yourself leveraging whatever you have in degrees, whatever you've learned before from another school, you find yourself literally leveraging that to help you boost your business. So again, no whining, don't quit on yourself, don't bring the overeducated thing to the table because you will struggle. Just keep yourself open all the time and have a blast, have fun, and then all of this will make complete sense to you. All right, so that's what I have for you. Click share, click like, comment below your question, your thoughts. Click the subscribe button right now. Click the bell right next to it so you make sure you're getting notifications when I launch. Download the book at myempirepro.com and read it and learn the fundamentals because if you don't, you will struggle, right? And hopefully you've been educated and enlightened and I'll see you on the next one. Peace.